This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't do zombies. I just don't. But 17 million of you do. The Walking Dead on AMC got that many viewers for its season 5 premiere a couple of weeks ago. And while I'm told there have been plenty of zombies on screen, there is one character that's been missing from the show. A Hyundai SUV. Seems the survivors are getting around on foot this season, and therein lies something of a lesson in modern-day product placement, Nova Sappho reports.
If you've watched The Walking Dead, you've seen lots of shots of a gleaming Hyundai SUV in a grimy zombie world. It's been enough to inspire this YouTube parody.
Walkers, we need to get out of here right now. Run them over.
I won't do it.
We just killed like six in the last 10 minutes.
The 2011 Hyundai Tucson is the greatest piece of human engineering in existence, and I will not use it as a weapon, roll over zombie hordes like a tank.
The video is courtesy of Warp Zone, a team of 5 20-somethings. Brian Fisher is one of the 5. He says Hyundai in The Walking Dead was pretty obvious product placement.
It kind of, like, almost doesn't make sense in the context that it's in. It's like it should be bloodied up and have more damage to it.
It would make sense if it was a truck instead of a family SUV, says Damaris Valero. She's the author of the book Branded Entertainment. Valero says it's no longer enough to just place a brand into a storyline. The two have to make sense together.
And in that way, people are not really feeling like they're being sold a product or a logo.
Valero says product placement is more successful when there's interaction between brand and story. Think the Mini Coopers in The Italian Job, or the Aston Martins and BMWs in the Bond movies. She also says advertisers are becoming more savvy, asking for input into the content creation process.
A lot of times they are allowed to sit with the scriptwriters so that they're able to understand what the brand stands for so that they can capture the essence of that brand.
Whatever the terms, brands are seeing benefits if their growing numbers in TV and film are any indication. About a decade ago, the James Bond film Die Another Day made headlines for having 20 marketing partners. Last year, the latest Superman movie had 100. And on the TV side, advertisers will spend $6 billion on branded content this year. And that number is going up, says Paul Dargaribedian. He's a senior analyst with Rentrak, a firm that keeps tabs on film and TV financials.
Particularly in the world of DVRing a show, so to speak, you may have a lot of people skipping over commercials. Well, then you have to weave those products into the show.
For Hyundai in The Walking Dead, the company says it's happy with the amount of attention it got from the partnership. After all, even that YouTube parody featured a gleaming new Hyundai SUV. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.